There are three groups of people that we find in this passion. We have those that cry Hosanna to Jesus at the beginning as he enters Jerusalem in this triumphant moment. And then we have those that yell crucify him. Some are the same people. Why is that? And then we have the indifferent. We don't hear from them. They are bystanders. They don't know what's going on. Salvation history, the greatest moment in human history, is passing by them, and they don't know. They don't care. They're curious. We find ourselves in all three of these positions at different times of our lives because the passion is about us as well as Jesus. We too must live the passion. We too make these decisions as they did. How can it happen that Jesus, through whom everything was created, went so unrecognized among these people? And how is it that he remains unrecognized among us today? Some find it so obvious that he exists. Others cannot find him anywhere. Many are indifferent. It's the same story. And it plays out in each heart. All of us, most of us, have experienced all three of these times when we, in effect, have said, crucify him to God and to, or to his will. Times we've praised with him with Hosanna as we look at the great promise of our faith, and other times we're just indifferent to what God is trying to do. What the Sanhedrin found when they brought him to trial, as they wished to put him to death, was a man with a Galilean accent. He had the wrong accent for a Messiah. They knew the Messiah should be from Judea, not with a second-class part of the country. Jesus would not work miracles for them on call. They wanted proof. He would not give it to them. He provided much proof, but it wasn't enough for them. Jesus looked like an ordinary man, and they were going to prove to the crowd that he was not God. They would put him to the test. If he is God, he could not be killed. If he dies like an ordinary man, he's a fraud. This was their test, and that's what they carried out. This story plays out in the evening news. Holy Week, there's always some sort of unusual demonstration of a lack of faith that gets played up in the media. I watch for it every year. Maybe we haven't seen the last of it. I saw one this last week. Maybe a few of you read some of this. There was a gathering of, I believe, atheists in Washington, D.C. I read this on Catholic News Agency, actually. And a very prominent atheist who's written a lot of books was preaching. He was speaking to this crowd and saying, it's time to mock Christianity openly and publicly, and especially the Catholic Church. They said, they believe that that little wafer is Jesus, that somehow when the priest puts his hands over it, it turns into the body of Christ. What ridiculousness. Let's mock them to their faces in public. This is what he said. Well, the priest doesn't do anything. It's God that does this. I'm like you. And I thought, first I was angry when I read that, and then I felt sorry for him. Then I realized it is Jesus himself that it's the same story as 2,000 years ago. Jesus was like a little host, a fragile piece of bread. Of course, he was God. Nobody could touch him without his permission. But he made himself fragile, vulnerable, and he does the same thing in our lives. He hid himself too well. I wouldn't have been able to, of course, I'm not God. I can't imagine keeping my mouth shut as they're saying these things to him. Imagine. But he hid himself because he wants us to have faith. He allowed them to crumble the host in his hands. Just as certain atheistic scientists have taken the Eucharist and examined it and said there's nothing there. They did the same thing to Jesus 2,000 years ago. They said, there's nothing there. Look, we pierced him. We killed him. But he rose from the dead. And he did not appear to them afterwards. Perhaps some of them died without knowing. Others came to the faith. But they had a choice. God holds himself back so that we will have a choice. Sometimes we all crucify him. It's called sin. We've all done it. Sometimes we're indifferent to God, and he waits for us. Other times, we yell Hosanna. I'll tell you where I found him this week. I went on Friday to a dying man. This is somebody who was in Catholics Come Home. I was sorry to see him so ill. He died that evening. He was in a lot of pain. And as I prayed with the family and I prayed with him, it wasn't Ed that was there. It was Christ on his cross. I was in the presence of Christ, this man who had struggled and had come back to the church after a long struggle with his own life. And here it was. I was visiting Christ. It was Christ in disguise. It was so obvious to me. I thought, oh my gosh, here you are. You're suffering in this man now. It's his moment to be united with you on the cross. I saw it so clearly. But, you know, it's the eyes of faith that sees that. We all have those moments when Christ is suddenly just there. It's such a horrible moment, but it was, our faith tells us that's not the end. Thank God, you know. What do we have if we have no faith? What kind of a world is this if this is all there is? It can't be true. It isn't true. But God hides himself. Let's pray that this Holy Week we will see God. If you have been indifferent or angry with God, he waits. He is forgiving. But he respects your human dignity. He wants us to cry Hosanna, but it must be of our own free will, particularly when it's difficult, when it's very painful. This is what glorifies God the most. Many here could not do it. They waited for proof. They pierced him. Aha! So, you couldn't even save yourself. Thank God for our faith. Lord, open our eyes that we might see you where you have hidden yourself in our lives.